Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1748. The topic is Q&A and the title is Balancing Self-Care and Business Success. So I wanted to share some details I was going through with a business client recently. They're a personal trainer. They just opened up a one-on-one studio with two other trainers. The studio is set up in a way in which there's kind of like two spaces. So two trainers can be training at one time, but not all three. So they're working with each other to kind of figure out a schedule, but they're splitting the cost of the equipment, splitting the cost of rent. So they're trying it out. They're kind of getting their feet wet in this. They've transitioned from a commercial gym kind of position, and they're now opening up this one-on-one center. They want to do a blend of both in-person and online clients, so that way they like the one-on-one in-person. They feel they already have a decent clientele base there that they can build from, but they also want the online clients so that way they can have more freedom to how they work. So they're wanting a little bit of a blend. Right now they have roughly about 10 to 15 in-person clients and about 10 online. So they hover between 20 to 25 total people. They would like to get to 50 combined, and that will, you know, pay the bills and have them a good life. So what we've been talking about is part of the reason why they changed jobs was burnout for self-care. They're falling apart. They don't look the way they want to look. They don't feel the way they want to feel. They've also been taken away from family, and it's just been extremely struggling to be successful in business, but to also have a successful personal life. Like, they want to be happy and feel complete in their own life, but then also be able to have complete relationships. The process they're going through is challenging in the sense that they were making okay money. Like, the money, they didn't have to switch jobs because they needed more money. What they found was, even though they were making good money, it wouldn't have, like, even earning more wouldn't have been the answer. The answer was they wanted a better quality of life. And they're believing that this step is going to help them do that. Part of that, the reason why we want to recognize that, is as they pursue this new type of job, they don't want to lose self-care within this. You know, they lost self-care in the old job. They started the new job to try to take care of self-care. But at the same time, as this new job has to be very successful, it has to at least meet the financial demand in, like, amount that they had before, if not, you know, exceed it. But in the pursuit of business success, they could run the risk of losing their self-care again. So we're working together to try to balance that. Some of the things that we're focusing on, I want to talk about kind of four, that we're focusing on together, because I thought it might help anybody else trying to balance self-care and business success. The first thing we did was I told them to be self-first. We're not worried about being selfless. We're not being selfish. We're being self-first. That's the goal. We talked about their nutrition, because their nutrition is going to be a huge impact on how they feel. Now, this person, how they look absolutely impacts their business. So it is a business decision as well to take care of their nutrition and training, but it's also part of that self-care. We want them to transition to this new form of business without losing themselves. We want to regain that self-care and be able to build that self-care into this new business success. So we talked about nutrition. We figured out the amount of calories they're going to need, the protein they're going to need. And then we talked about macronutrient timing, when they should have carbs, when they should have fats, based on their energy needs at times of the day and their meal frequency availability. If they're going to be up on their feet training clients, we want to have mostly carbohydrates, give them good energy. But if we have a longer stretch of time between meals, we might have to increase the fat content to slow down the digestion rate of that meal to make sure it lasts until the next meal. So we've been playing around with how many carbs versus fats and what percentage within the meals would be best for them. So given an example here, is in the morning they have a shake. They do a banana, Greek yogurt, protein powder, And that's a huge boost of protein right away at the beginning of the day. I think it's like 60 to 70 grams of protein. And the banana gives them some energy, but they don't like working out with too much in their stomach. So what we're finding is for them, is the banana, Greek yogurt, and protein powder, they drink that shake on the way to their job. They then train two clients, but then they have their workout. So the banana, Greek yogurt, and protein shake is something they can make very quick. They like the taste of it. It gives them enough energy to get through the two training clients. Then they have caffeine before their workout, along with an intra-workout drink of Gatorade and essential amino acids. The Gatorade is some energy and, you know, like pick-me-up as well. And then towards the end of the workout, they have a protein drink that's already made. So it's an RTD, ready to drink. So they don't have to mix it. They just drink it. And that's a nice, good amount of calories right there in the workout. They have the Gatorade calories. They have that protein drink calories. Then they go into training another either one or two clients, kind of depending on the day. Then after that, they eat. They have a chicken pre-made. They buy through a meal prep service, like 212 Meals here in Carolinas. They have the chicken. They just microwave it for 90 seconds, microwavable rice, 90 seconds. Within 3 minutes, they're eating, and they do their online client check-ins and kind of general businessy crap during that time. And then, like, for the rest of the day, we have this same kind of setup is whether they have evening clients, where they have evening family events, when do they eat, what do they eat. So we planned out their meals, and then we also have, quote-unquote, our backups. They know what they can grab quickly at a grocery store, at a gas station, at a fast food place. If things are delayed, anything's stretched out, they're time crunched, we know our backups. We know our plan, you know, B through Z. But that's an example of what we did with their nutrition. With their training, we know that they can train 4 days a week on average. They usually use 1 weekday just to have to do piddly stupid crap that sometimes they have to get in. You know, going picking up prescriptions, going and doing paperwork things, or going to the bank, whatever the heck it is that they need to do. So we aim to train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, usually using the Wednesday day as like their errands day, but sometimes that switches. We have an upper body, lower body split. Their goal is bodybuilding. They want an obtainable look. So their target audience are people who have 40 plus hour a week jobs and families, but they also want to look and feel good. So this person doesn't want to squat 600 pounds, bench 500 pounds. They don't care if they do. They want to look like what their clients want to look like. So we're doing bodybuilding and kind of like body shaping. The workouts are about an hour, sometimes a little bit longer because they actually film what they do as part of their marketing. But they take about an hour. We start out with circuits to get mobility, get some blood flow, get them out of breath a little bit. We have a main heavy movement of the day, and then we finish with circuits. So it's circuits, main lift circuits is a general structure we use. And again, we do upper body, lower body splits. That has allowed them to take care of themselves. They've accounted for their nutrition, what they're going to eat and when they're going to eat every day based on what they have to do with schedule and work. We also accounted for their training. We built it into their weekly schedule. We did it in a way in which it's easily obtainable if they can follow their normal, you know, kind of chaotic schedule. We have it built in. That's the key, is we're not just saying, oh yeah, I want to train, but I'm planning all my life around, like, without training in mind. We're literally scheduling training like we schedule a client or a doctor's appointment, something like that. So the meals are scheduled. We know exactly what we're going to eat, when we're going to eat. We make sure we buy them and have them available. The training is scheduled. We know how much time we have per workout, how to get it in within that workout. So very big goal there was to develop self-first behaviors as they then build their business around that. So it's very important. Next thing we went through is an 80-20 analysis, and that's the general premise that you know, you get 80% of the results from 20% of the work, general thing you'll hear in business and whatnot. But we figured out, we said, what's your 20%? You know, what's the main drivers for business sustained and business growth? We narrowed it down to three things: client progress, the clients have to be making progress; client communication, they have to feel like they're connected with you; and then marketing. So client progress, for them, they feel like they want to be on top of the numbers and progressions. They want to know what their clients weigh. Are they making weekly progressions, you know, in weight change? What are their lifts? Are they making progressions in those? So they want time built in to check in before their in-person sessions. They want frequent check-ins with their online clients. So we know that they have to give attention to their clients' data to ensure the clients are making progress. That also then blends into the client communication. Previously, they were getting clients, they were texting clients throughout the day, but then the clients would text them back, and they were getting into text with 10 plus people a day. The one day they said they had to go through 50 some text messages back and forth with all this stuff, and it's way too damn much. It's an inefficient use of time for them. They feel like they're always quote-unquote on-call. They're very reactionary throughout the day rather than being accounted for and planning and being proactive. So we switched over communication from text message to live Google Docs, which is what I use with my clients. And then we also get email alerts anytime a client edits anything in the document. So it's basically a Q&A document for the client. They can ask the trainer any question. The trainer sees that somebody asked a question, but it's not a text message. They can check their emails when they want to. We have their alerts for emails turned off, so they actually only see what emails they have when they open their email app, which we schedule in during the day. So now they're getting the communication when they have the time to answer it, rather than it feeling reactionary and they have to do it right now, but all of a sudden they miss a meal because they were answering a text message and it adds chaos to their day. So we streamlined that, made that a lot easier. We also said that in the client documents, anytime somebody asks a general question, you know, like how do I get more protein in a diet? They're going to then copy and paste and share that content with all their other clients. So I use podcasts. This client does not have podcasts. He just not his thing, not his way of doing things. So he said he'd rather make like YouTube videos. So he can take the general take a question that a client asked, make a YouTube video, throw it up unlisted on YouTube, and then share that link with all of his clients. But he wants to have a way in which if he answers a question once, he only has to answer it once. So when somebody says, how do we get more protein in my day? Answer that one time, make it a shareable content like I do with podcasts or you can do with YouTube videos, and then just share that link. You don't want to retype that answer 17,000 times. So that's going to be streamlined for them, is how to get that done faster. Then they're also putting together a monthly video newsletter for all current and old clients. Every month they're going to send out a video of just, you know, hey, just want to check in with you, see how you're doing. Here are some things I learned this week. Here are some client wins. Just touching base, you know, making sure you're just, you know, in somebody's face, reminding them that you exist. And that's one of his things. And then we looked at marketing. They're going to do one photo or one video from their own workout that day or nutrition. You know, on a non-training day, how do they still get their nutrition in? But they want to formulate the posts, the marketing, on how they can be healthy and busy. That's the focus. So what are they doing in the workouts that allows them to get great results in shorter time? What are they doing with their nutrition? Great results in shorter time. What are they doing with task management? Great results in shorter time. It's all focused on that target client, that target audience. And then one post a day about some kind of client-based post. A client success, answering a client question, like how they're formulating and writing up a new workout program for their next for a client. So they have two posts a day. One is about their workouts, their nutrition, like healthy tips and how to be busy, and then one client success focused post a day. That's going to be great for them. They're going to put that together as they go throughout the week. That then led us into checklists. We talked about what do you want to do that gets done once a month? What do you want to do that gets done weekly? And then what do you want to do per day to make sure that you get those things met? So monthly was just like, you know, mostly the monthly video newsletter. They had some other odds and ends that were small stuff that they would want to do every month. So for the newsletter, they have to film it, they have to upload it, then they have to schedule the email delivery. So we used MailChimp in Google, Gmail. So that way they can schedule the email and then just already have that done. They don't have to like do that the night before or worry about when that's done. So we plan ahead of it. Weekly, we'd say, okay, do you have everything you need for nutrition, for your food? Are you doing Instacart? Are you doing Amazon order? Do you have everything you need? You want to check in Friday evening, Saturday or Sunday. Check in, make sure you have everything you need for the next week. Workouts, have you scheduled those? Did you look at your family events, personal events? Maybe you had some clients that had to reschedule things. Are your workouts accounted for in the upcoming week? Then we did talk about family events, personal events. You know, does your kid have something going on this week that you have to account for? Do you have a doctor's appointment you have to account for? Then scheduling their clients. So we want to look at that. We want to say, okay, when are all these things going to happen? When am I going to eat around these things? When am I going to train around these things? And then we created daily task lists that will allow us to meet the weekly demands. We want to address needs ASAP in the week, as soon as possible in the week, so we can build margin on the back end of the week. We do not want it to feel like we need every hour of the week to get what we need done. We want to be able to get what we need to do in 4 days, and then maybe there's a fifth day as like just a spillover day in case we don't get things done. We want to build in margin on the back end, because as we go through the week, some things aren't going to get done. They get pushed to that back end margin. The last thing we talked about, we went through a process of how to review and revise. So end of day on Friday or sometime over the weekend, they're going to ask themselves, what didn't get done and why? What took longer than I thought it would and how can I make it quicker? Is there anything that presents itself as necessary that isn't getting met? Do I see at the end of the week that there's these things that need to be done, but I'm not accounting for them every single week? So I need to now start accounting for them. And then the question of, is everything getting met? Is everything that's getting done necessary? Am I actually getting an outcome? Am I getting a beneficiary outcome from every single thing that I'm doing? We talk about that 80-20. 20% of what we do gets 80% of the results. So we're trying to eliminate the 80% we do that doesn't get great results. So those are the questions I have him review and revise at the end of every week, is what didn't get done and why, what took longer than I thought, how can I make it quicker, has anything presented itself as necessary, but I haven't accounted for it in my weekly schedule, is everything that's getting done absolutely necessary, what am I getting from what I'm doing. So those are the steps that I went through with this business client, where we're trying to balance self-care and business success. We are being self-first, not selfless, not selfish, self-first. We're scheduling and accounting for every single meal of the day. We know we have the foods available. We know when we're going to eat. We know how we're going to prepare. We know our training. When is that going to happen? How am I fitting it into my weekly schedule? What is the best way to train given my current goals? We did the 80-20 business analysis. We found out their 20%, their core stuff is making sure that clients make progress, have great client communication, and then make sure they're on top of marketing. We went through and made checklists for monthly, weekly, and daily, and then we review and revise at the end of every week, Friday, end of day, or weekend. Okay. Thought that was just fun to kind of share some of the things I go through with my business clients. He's loving it. We're making progress. Super excited, very blessed to be able to work with people in this way. I always learn a million things too, so it's kind of fun. But thought that was fun to share. I hope you can take something from this and try apply it to your life so you can have better balance of self-care and business success. If you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you could do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.